Well, today is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And we are featuring the year 1980.
Yes.
And one of the biggest movies that came out that year was The Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, The Blues Brothers stars John Belushi as Joliet Jake Blues and Dan Aykroyd as his brother Elwood, characters developed from their recurring sketch on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
The story is a tale of redemption for paroled convict Jake and his blood brother Elwood, who set out on a mission from God to prevent foreclosure of the Roman Catholic orphanage in which they were raised. So Universal Studios, which had won the bidding war for the film, was hoping to take advantage of Belushi's popularity in the wake of SNL and the film Animal House and the Blues Brothers musical success. It soon found itself unable to control production costs, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So the start of filming was delayed when Aykroyd, who was new to film screenwriting, took 6 months to deliver a long and unconventional script. Now, he had never written a screenplay before or even read one.
Yeah.
He wrote a first draft that was 324 pages long.
That sounds long.
Yeah, it wasn't standard screenplay format, but it was more like free verse. And so it had to be rewritten and edited down, obviously, before production.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
So on location in Chicago, Belushi's partying caused lengthy and costly delays that, along with the destructive car chases depicted on screen, made the film one of the most expensive comedies ever produced.
Wow.
The film's final budget was $27.5 million, which is around $90 million today.
Wow.
And that was $10 million over its original budget.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. $90 million today for a comedy?
Yeah,
that's
for a
crazy
comedy,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. So at Aykroyd's demand, soul and R&B stars James Brown, Cab Calloway, Ray Charles, and Aretha Franklin were cast in speaking parts to support musical numbers built around them.
Gotcha.
The film is notable for the number of cameo appearances by established celebrities and entertainment industry figures, including Twiggy, Steven Spielberg, Paul Rubens, pre-Pee-wee Herman, Paul Rubens.
Oh, pre-Pee-wee Herman?
Yes. Joe Walsh and Chaka Khan.
Oh, Chaka Khan.
Yes.
Hello, Chaka.
So much of the Blues Brothers was shot on location in and around Chicago between July and October of 1979. Made with the cooperation of the mayor of Chicago, it is credited for putting the city on the map as a venue for filmmaking.
Oh, okay.
The filming in downtown Chicago was conducted on Sundays, and much of downtown was cordoned off from the public. Costs for filming the largest scene in the city's history totaled $3.5 million. No wonder they went over budget.
Okay.
Permission was given after Belushi and Aykroyd offered to donate $50,000 to a charity after filming.
Oh, that's all it takes.
So at the time of the film's release, it set a world record for the most cars destroyed in one film.
Oh, really?
It held that distinction until 1998 when it was surpassed by its own sequel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the film used 13 different cars bought at auction from the California Highway Patrol to depict the Bluesmobile. The vehicles were outfitted by the studio to do particularly driving chores. Some were customized for speed and others for jumps, depending on the scene.
Mm.
For the large car chases, filmmakers purchased 60 police cars at $400 each, and most were destroyed at the completion of the filming.
Yeah.
More than 40 stunt drivers were hired, and the crew kept a 24-hour body shop to repair the cars.
I bet.
Yeah. So due to concerns that the film would fail, its initial bookings were less than half of those similar films normally received. Released in the U.S. on June 20th, 1980, it received mostly positive reviews from critics and grossed over $115 million in theaters worldwide before its release on home video.
Mm.
And it has now become a cult classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ranks second between Wayne's World and Wayne's World 2 among films adapted from SNL sketches.
Second between,
yeah,
the two and the two
worlds,
right?
Yeah.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Blues Brothers, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song that's off of the soundtrack from that movie. We're going to play Gimme Some Lovin' by the Blues Brothers.
By the Blues Brothers. Sounds perfect, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. The Blues Brothers and Gimme Some Lovin'. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the Blues Brothers movie,
yeah,
which was released in 1980, and that is our Throwback Thursday year.
Sure is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Dan Aykroyd's first draft of the script was 324 pages long.
At the time of its release, the movie set the world record for the most cars destroyed in one film.
And The Blues Brothers is one of the most expensive comedies ever produced.
Ever produced.
Yeah.
What was it cost in today's dollars?
$90 million. $27.5 million in 1980,
right,
which is $90 million.
In these, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That is a lot of money.
It seems like a lot for a comedy.
Sure does. Sure does. Folks want to learn more about The Blues Brothers, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We will do that. We will do that. Now, before we did the Wiki Corner, we were talking about payphones.
Yes.
And we talked about a commercial where people made the call. They spoke really fast and the thing. And we pulled up the commercial. You did the search for it. It's an ad for...
It's an ad for Geico. And you know, we should have known.
You should have known.
A funny commercial like that it would be Geico.
Right. So here we go. This is a commercial they're not paying for, but it is a flashback. It's a TV ad. So here it is.
Operator, I'd like to make a collect call, please. First name, Bob. Last name is... We ought a baby eats a boy.
Hello?
Collect call for Mr. Bob. We ought a baby eats a boy.
Sorry, wrong number.
Who's that, dear?
Bob. They had a baby. It's a boy.
Oh.
Don't cheat the phone company. Save
Love
money.
It.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's a Geico ad right there. Yeah, it's.
I wonder what year that was on TV.
I don't know.
But what a good. I mean, if we remember it all these years later, what a good commercial.
What a good commercial. Well, we didn't remember what it was for.
Right.
So, what a bad commercial.
Well, yeah. I guess.
All right. Wonderful. Back tomorrow, fresh episode, Friday edition.
Yes.
All right. Have you picked out what you're going to wear tomorrow night for the big sold out patio party? I know you asked me again this morning. Do I know what I'm going to wear? No. No, I don't.
I don't know.
You know what you're wearing, though, don't you?
I have an idea.
Okay.
I've got some options.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet.
All right. Fair enough. All right. We'll check tomorrow.
It'll be a last minute decision.
I'm sure. All right.
Yep.
Have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too.
All right. Ed Smith with Traffic Next, Weather with Josh Nichols, and we've got some Simply Red, Super Tramp, and more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.